I think that would be the stud, but now I'm not familiar with breeding horses. We never did do any of that or have any around, and I've never been around where it was done, so I'm not too familiar with the terms that would be used.
And the male sheep is called a...
That's a ram, isn't it?
And the female?
The ewe. There again, we've never had any sheep. You won't find any, I don't think, in this area anywhere. So I don't know too much about that.
What do people raise sheep for?
Wool, I think.
And
of course, the meat too, the mutton.
The animals you get pork from, or
pigs,
or when they're full grown,
hogs. You call them hogs.
What about when they're about half grown?
Shoats, I believe, is the word that they use. Shoat.
What size or what age is a shoat?
Usually, I think another word they use now, which is a feeder pig, which that's a comparatively new word for it, a shoat, around 80 pounds, something like that. He's a shoat.
Mm-hmm. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristle.
And the big teeth?
Tusk.
And a female hog?
That's the old sow.
What if she's never had pigs?
She's I forgot what to do call her before she has pigs. She's the old sow, and she hadn't had pigs. I can't think. Can't think what they do call her. She has a name, though. That's bone to her all my life. Can't think what they call her.
Gilt?
Yeah, gilt. That's what I'm trying to think.
What about the male? He's called a...
Bow pig is not a very pretty word, but that's used for the male pig that's used for breeding. Usually he'll end the old bow hog or the bow pig.
Okay.
Bow hog is more so than bow pig. But that means that old big one that's never been, he'd never be much good for anything else but for breeding purposes. He hadn't been marked.
Okay. Well, if he's been marked, he's called a...
Then he's a... He'd be what I think they would call a meat hog. That's probably another word for it, but it doesn't come to my mind right off.
Did you ever hear barra or bar?
Yeah.
You've heard?
Bar.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the things you put the food in for the hog are called the...
The trough.
And if you had three or four of those?
Troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
He's a wild pig, a wild boar.
Okay. And if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you say you had to go feed the...
You got to go feed the livestock.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth?
Well, you'd usually say, I've got to feed everything, or feed the stock, or feed the...
Well, if you're talking about just chickens and turkeys and geese, would you call them stock?
No, I'd say we're going to go feed the chickens or the geese or the whatnot. Mm-hmm.
And if it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Time to do the night work.
Did you ever hear that called feeding time or chore time?
Well, feeding time, uh-huh.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Blake, come in, O'Neill.
Hiya.
O'Neill, this is Mr.
Hi, how you doing?
Emory University. How you doing?
All right. What are y'all doing? Taping y'all?
Yeah. That's what we do. I put your bill in the box.
Can I use your phone just a minute? Oh, well, that mess you up.
The noise that a calf makes?
The meow.
The
meow. Oh, the calf.
Uh-huh.
The calf bleating.
And the cow?
Is mooing or lowing. We would probably say, yeah, if she's out there making, like she's lost her calf or something, well, you would say the cow's lowing.
Is lowing and mooing
the same? No, it's the same thing.
What about the noise that a horse makes?
He's